That's right, everybody. Welcome. You're listening to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci, and we thank you so much for dialing in, calling in, tuning in, whatever you got to do tonight to get into Max and Friends, because you know what? We have the one and only Maria Papapetros, the psychic to the stars, the in-house resident, the traveler, the woman who's back from Greece and who's ready to tell you about the predictions for 2010 and also what's going on in your life. But before that, people, very important, if you're going to call in tonight, be specific with your questions to Maria. Don't be like, am I going to find a man? What's the story with my money? What's the this? What's the that? Specific questions. That way we can get a clear reading for you and we can give you a clear answer. On that note, everyone, I've got to say, Merry Christmas is over, Max and Friends. You know, we did our big giveaway. But on that note, we still have an amazing item, a prize to give away, valued over $10,000. It's a beautiful hotel in New York called the Chatwell Hotel, and we want you to be a guest there. But the only way that you're going to be able to win this is that you have to nominate someone who's done an amazing charitable job or someone you think is your hometown hero. Tell us why you think they're your hometown hero and why you think they deserve to stay in an amazing penthouse suite at the Chatwell Hotel in New York City. So email me, max@maxtucci.com, and give me your story. Give me their story. Let me know why you want to nominate them, and we're going to pick a winner. Soon enough, they'll be able to come to the Chatwell Hotel in New York, where my vodka will be served. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be amazing. And on that note, I think my buddy Tamara Bowman wants to say something.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to be back on the show, Max.
Now, Tamara, you're traveling, so you're not even in a studio. We have you on a cell phone, which is so chic, because I think, you know what, I'm even happy that you're here. So who cares how you're here as long as you're here?
Thank you so much. I'm in Florida, and it is so good to connect with everyone, and especially you, my dear.
And I love you, but don't rub it in. Did you have a Merry Christmas?
Oh, my gosh, did I ever. Very relaxing. Oh, I spent the whole time at Disney World, so all the way up until,
how fun, fun, fun.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, you know what?
My Christmas was great until my 95-year-old grandmother unbuckled her belt on her wheelchair, slid out of her wheelchair, bumped her head, and the ambulance had to come. So I have to say, Stamford, Connecticut, Stamford Hospital, thank you so much for having an amazing EMS division. You're my heroes of the week, my hometown heroes. Nonetheless, we're going to get some callers on the line. Caller, dial in. Okay. Call in to 323-203-0815. Maria Papapetros, welcome to the Max and Friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Maria?
Are you talking to me?
Maria, we're always talking to you. Caller, give me one moment. We're going to get to you. Let's just welcome Maria here at Max and Friends. How are you, Maria?
I am wonderful, jet-lagged, but ready for you. And looked forward to this all the time that I was away.
You know, Maria, we've been looking forward to having you so much that we already have a caller on the line. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Max. It's Annalisa. How are you?
I'm very well, Annalisa. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm calling from the fabulous Norwalk, Connecticut.
Fantastic. Do you have a specific question for Maria Papapetros?
I do. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi. Is it Annalisa?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
My question is, I am trying to determine my career path, and I am an artist and performer, and I'm also a teacher, and I'm trying to find the best way to feel fulfilled artistically and to be able to live a more lucrative lifestyle.
Okay, like Max said, you narrow your question down. And the more compact it is, the better answer you're going to get.
Okay.
However, as you were talking, what I was feeling is that you cannot have it all. It was a very strong thing in my ear. You cannot have it all. What I mean by that is, yes, you can have amazing and great things with your work and your career, but you're going to have to move. You've been staying still for a while. The last 3 years, you have not done any major moves. And it shows me here that you will have to make a geographical move. And I don't mean a permanent one, maybe a semi-permanent. Does that make sense to you?
it makes sense because I've been for a number of years wanting to move to the West Coast.
Yeah, well, I will have choices in life, and unless you do that, not much will happen.
Okay.
So, see, we create our future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I get. You're going to have to make a move. You'd like to stay put. You like, you know, maybe you like your home. You're afraid to branch out and get out there, and that's not going to get you anything. And let's not talk about the same thing 5 years from now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you call me again, I want you to tell me different things. There's a guy with a J or G initial that would be very helpful to you.
Oh, I'm just thinking of my dad. That's James, and I am frightened of leaving him.
I know, but that's not going to help you at all. And it's not going to help your father knowing that you did not do that well with your career. You let the opportunities go because of him.
Okay.
It's you who needs your father. It's not him who needs you.
That is very true. And so is it acting that I pursue or is it teaching?
I don't know. We said one question. For the rest, you can come and visit me when I'm in New York.
That's right. Okay. And Annalisa, you're actually in Connecticut. Maria's going to be doing a workshop there, so stay tuned to the rest of the show because towards the end we're going to let you know the dates.
The 9th of February.
There you go. 9th of February in Greenwich, Connecticut. You can email me, max@maxsucci.com, for
perfect.
More information. And Annalisa, get ready to pack your bags and go to the West Coast. Have no fear.
I am going to do it. I'm going to do it.
All right. Live your life,
my friend.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You see,
wow.
Tamara, she's got the initial down, and right away it's the girl's father. Hello, right?
Wow. That's so beautiful what she said, that you need your father. Your father doesn't need you.
Oh.
Well,
Tamara,
okay.
Are you blonde?
Do what?
Are you blonde? Is your hair blonde?
I am. I'm very blonde, and I have long hair.
Aha, uh-huh. Very beautiful, eh?
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
All right, let
yeah,
me reiterate real quick, people.
Beautiful.
If you're going to call in to Maria, please be specific with one question. The reason is, it's not that Maria doesn't want to answer all your questions, but you want to have a specific question so you can get a specific answer, one that's clear and meaningful. And if you're going to have a question, stay with one question. Don't start with the and the this, and the that, and the that, and my baby's mother.
You're so good.
Yeah, it's not going to work here. Maria's going to be in Greenwich, Connecticut, February 9th at the Homestead, doing an amazing psychic workshop. I went to it in New York. Vanessa Williams was there. It was amazing. Come to see Maria in Greenwich. Look at mariapapapetros.com. Go on Facebook. You all know how to find her. Maria Papapetros B, the letter B, because she has so many friends on her other one. Callers, call in, 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. Maria, I have a question for you about 2010 from someone who gave us a Twitter question. They want to know if you foresee any major, major, like, tsunamis or weather patterns that are going to be dead.
Okay. As a traveler myself, I do give it some thought. And all I'm getting is that around the 20th of this month, we need to be cautious, not necessary moving around. Just this is a warning that's only for a few days, around the 20th of this month. Of this, what month
of
are
January.
We on?
January. It'll be of January.
January, yeah. Just for a few days. But I don't feel anything that will really affect us here directly. Of course, happening in any part of the world, it affects all of us. It's a ripple
right.
effect. Now, so we should be blessing not just the skies, but our oceans, because I feel some sort of earthquake, but, I mean, very powerful, but inside the ocean.
Like a tsunami. You predicted the tsunami that we had, and I have to say real quick, you know, we had a... some friends that we knew out there, friends of friends that lost their lives in that. So our prayers and thoughts are always with the families. Fernando, you know, he was a great, he was the boyfriend of Nate Berkish, who everyone knows and loves, and a lot of people miss him. So on that note, our prayers and thoughts are with that family. We have a caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hi, Max. It's Nikki calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Nikki. One question.
How are you?
Specific, my sister, because Maria's not going to be hand in hand.
Hello, Nikki.
How are you, Maria?
I'm wonderful, and I'm looking forward for you coming to the workshop, because anytime I think of you, I just see a crystal ball over your head. You're getting to be so much more psychic. I mean...
No, I can't wait to meet you.
Very. So then you can be giving me readings.
I
tell you something. Yeah. Even before you ask me the question, I will tell you that the worst is over for you.
Oh, amen.
The worst is over. I see calmness. I see good action. You're going to be following your decisions with action. And very constructive. I see you sticking around good friends and being a little quiet and let the universe give you. You're not going to be chasing after anything right now. Just a great time. Great, great. What's your question?
It was just about my romantic life, my love life. Where is it going?
Nowhere yet. It has to learn how to crawl first.
Okay.
Like the babies who learn how to crawl and then walk.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand that?
I do, yeah.
I feel something new in your life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Something new. It could be with a new person. It could also be with a person you already know, but the relationship will be new.
Okay.
And now, however, being new means is also young, like a child, like a baby. So a baby has to learn how to crawl first before they can walk.
Okay.
So do not expect someone to rush, to go fast.
Okay.
So easy. Easy. This is time actually for you to zero more into work and career. So this way you're going to pace yourself in the relationship.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
That makes 100% sense. Amazing. Yes.
Fantastic. And also, you know what, people, if you missed any portion of what Maria's predicted for you, you can always come back to LA Talk Radio, to right here, Max and Friends. We have all of our shows in archive. If you don't write it down, you can always come back to today's show tomorrow and get all the information so you can write it down and remember it exactly. Nikki, thank you so much for calling, and we look forward to having you on Max and Friends as our psychic.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I look forward to seeing the both of you soon.
Likewise.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
Bye, Nikki.
Bye-bye. All right, Maria, we have an email. So the email is from someone named Derek, and he wants to know if moving to Paris to cooking school is the right choice for him.
Yes.
Hi, this is Sharon in California.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon. How are you? Can you do me a favor, Sharon? Just lower your radio in the background.
I'm going to go in another room. How's that? Is that better?
That's perfect. Great.
Okay.
Sharon, so what's your question for Maria? How are you?
Well, I have a granddaughter.
Oh, come on. Is it Cheryl Harper?
Yes, it is.
Max, be psychic and answer my friend Sharon. Is she going to have a granddaughter?
They're going to have two. I see one now and then another one in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is wonderful. Cheryl,
when are you coming to California?
What a great surprise you are. Max, my friend Sharon. I want to tell you something about my friend Sharon. One time she came to see me many years ago. I kept telling her, you're going to meet a guy who's Scorpio, Sagittarius. And one time she comes to see me very pregnant, and she says, well, here it is. The Sagittarius got me pregnant, and the Scorpio, another guy, is going to be the father of the child.
That's right. And not
I mean,
child
he was,
is producing children.
It was really amazing. Sharon has been a friend, and in all my classes for years and years and years and years and years. And
wow.
My God, yes, you're gonna have a grandchild. And Sharon, who's with the D initial? D is in Dennis, is in David. Oh, David is your
David,
son.
David, it's my son.
Yeah, but well, something great is happening to David.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay, I love you. I'll see you soon this month.
Okay, call me when you get here. Thank
okay,
you,
bye,
Max,
Sharon.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we want to hear about your grandbabies, your granddaughter.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I have one granddaughter for her, and I see another granddaughter in 3 years. I don't know if you feel that, too, but I just picked that up.
Because she's just got two grandsons. Okay. That's so great.
Now, Maria, we think that definitely for Derek, it's the right thing to do, go to Paris for cooking school.
He also can go into other places. I see possibly Switzerland, I see, but it will be good.
Okay. Great. Absolutely. I think we have another caller. So, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from? Maybe we don't have another caller. We have another caller calling in. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa from Los Angeles.
Hello, Lisa from
Hi,
Los
Lisa.
Angeles.
Hi,
Hello.
Lisa.
Specific
Hello.
Question for Maria tonight.
My question is, are things going to be better for me in 2010 than they were in 2009?
No.
I really hope to have a New Year's date this year, and I don't, and I promised myself I would, and I'm moving.
Well, one question. You're going too fast.
Oh, sorry.
One question. What's the question? Yes, you said, ask me your question again.
Will I find love in 2010?
Why 2010? Why not today?
Because I'm home for the night, and I don't think I'm going to meet anybody in my living room.
Oh, you could meet somebody on the phone. Lisa, what it is, earlier you said, am I going to find love in 2010? And I said, no. Meaning, get the numbers out of the way. Do you know what I mean? It's like there was nothing wrong with 2009. It's just, yes, you will, but you're going to have to make some changes because love is around you. But I see the last 3 years, especially the last 9 months, you've been sabotaging everything. I don't know why. You need to let go of the past.
Hmm.
And there's a J. There's someone with a J. I don't know if you know anybody with a J or you had someone with a J or G in the past.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
He was very Jewish. That starts with a J.
No. If there was not somebody in the past, somebody would be coming up. But you got to let go of the past a little bit. You know, you have gotten a little cynical and it's protected when you meet people. And you're a wonderful, 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 wonderful girl. You have a wonderful heart. You're sweet. You're fun. And don't worry about the weight. I don't know if
the
you...
The weight has the W-A-I-T, right?
So, yes. I don't know if you're worried, if you think you're overweight.
No,
but if you think, it, it's in your thoughts. And less cynical, trust more, you're going to be meeting someone by March. And
oh,
someone
wonderful.
Who's great. I get, again, J.G. initial, somebody like a Greg, George, whatever, first or last name. But let go of the past.
Okay.
Let go of the past. And let me tell you something. So just because you're at home in your living room doesn't mean that you cannot go on J-Date or something. So why don't you try doing that?
I just was, and then I thought, oh, Max is on. I think I'll see what he thinks.
You'll tune in
Good
to
choice.
Me and then go find a date. I think that J Maria is referring to is J-Date.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
I like that.
Well, have fun with your Jewish men, and you'll definitely find one on there. You know what?
You know, Max, that's amazing you said that. That's true because it was very strong. It was too powerful to be just one person. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think these people are calling for you, Max, not because I'm on the air.
No, they're calling for Maria. Thank you so much, Lisa. Have a wonderful
Thanks.
Night. And when love comes to you, let
good
us know.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Tamara, do you have any questions for Maria while we have her? Or do we have another one?
I do. I have a very specific one.
Earlier I started reading and he interrupted you. He got jealous.
Who got that?
Okay, what's your question, Tamara?
Here's my question. I'm building a resort, and I'm wondering if the funding source for this resort is coming in the month of January.
There is a big why that I get here. Why, but as in, why, the letter why. I don't know what that means. I feel... Yes, you're getting what you want, but I feel foreign people, foreign names. I cannot make the sound. That's why I said why. And also a lot from New York. Do you expect a lot from New York?
Possibly.
I don't know your resort is in New York, but I'm seeing something
right.
coming out of New York for you.
Very interesting. Okay. Right. Because
and,
we're not limiting.
Is it in an area that's mountainous?
Yes, and ocean. Mountains and ocean.
Yes. I think that would be, but keep your eyes open because there's a lot of action that is coming your way. And when I say keep your eyes open is don't get hooked on one area only. I mean, in one source.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden there's more sources that are opening up for you. And who's Michael?
Michael. Oh, Lord.
No,
Max doesn't
have that.
I don't know it. Okay, yeah, I'm hoping it's the angel Michael.
Okay.
Michael the Archangel.
Because I feel Michael around. That, when I said you keep your eyes open, then I got Michael around you very strongly.
A good Michael.
Wow. Yeah. It's probably the Archangel Michael.
Well, if you have a connection, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a connection to a new call, so call you live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Excellent.
Hey, Max, this is Fuad calling from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Hi, Fuad. What's your question for Maria?
Maria, glad to finally get a hold of you. I've been trying to for ages, so I'm very happy to be on with you right now.
Hold on.
Your name?
This caller, Fuad. Fuad has been trying to get a hold of you, Maria, since the first time we've had you on the show.
Wow.
Okay.
Fuad. F-A-U-D.
All right, Fuad. What would you like to know?
All right. I'm always jumping around between things, never really satisfied. I'm always doing a lot of stuff, always looking for what's next after I've done one thing with personal life, business, etc. I want to know, what do you see, or what should I look for?
You're saying too many things, and I cannot focus. One specific question, that's how you ask. Don't tell me the background.
All right. Okay. What do you see for me that will be a catalyst to get me to settle my life in general with just, calm down?
In general, things I don't do, your time is running out. You need to ask me a specific question or we'll leave it for another time. You need a specific question.
All right. I'm starting a business and I want to stick with it and I want to do well.
That's not a question.
What do you see for my business? In the future for my business that I'm starting?
The what?
What do you see
my business?
For his future business that he's starting?
That's too wide, like Max. What I see about a new business, I don't know. I mean, that's not a call. What I see the new business, like, you want to know if it's going to go good, bad, is it going to close? Is this a business that you really want to be into? Because I'm getting something mixed here that's like his heart may not be in it. Do you know what I mean? Your heart may not be in it. There is something off here, something you need to adjust. And then it would be okay. And I'm talking about your way of thinking. You're trying too hard. Don't try so hard. Just trust more. Leave it alone. February, I feel, how long have you been in business?
Business, I haven't started it yet. I'm still on the legal side of it, so I haven't built it yet.
Because I feel February. I got February. You have to get positive thoughts. You need to watch out for a Gemini. There's someone who's a Gemini that they talk a lot, but no action. And I don't know if it's a partner, I don't know if it's a lawyer, I don't know if it's a banker, I don't know who that is. But I feel you're not certain about something. I don't see you having a lot of faith in this thing that you're doing. You're not clear in your head. The same way you're not clear in asking your questions of me, the same way the message you project out to the universe is very weak. You need to have more faith and say, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Do you understand me?
I do understand completely. It makes complete sense.
Good. I don't know what kind of phone you're calling from, but we do not have the best connection.
I'm sorry, but I'll get you next time for sure. I'll be ready for you next time.
Do you pray ever?
Yes.
Good. Be specific when you pray and not look in a lukewarm way. Be very firm and tell God what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Not how to get it to you. Just say, God, I want this, this, and that. Thank you for answered prayer. That's how you do it.
Well, I try not to ask for anything. I just say, thank
why
you
not?
For everything I've gotten. Because
why
I've,
not?
I've been given more than I deserve, I think.
Listen,
I'm very thankful for
I wish we had a good connection. I could have told you a lot. You did not coming through clear to me. But anyway, your question is too vast. Needs a lot of work. You can get my... ask Max.
You know what, Fuad, you're in Greenwich, so I'll let you know. February 9th is the day to come to Maria's workshop, and it's going to work out. Things are going
to
work out.
I would love to
be... Maria wants
thank
to see
so much.
You. So definitely come by. February 9th in Greenwich, Connecticut. All right.
I will also be there. Max, I will also be doing private sessions when I'm there.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fuad, come by.
Because I see the people here... Maybe it's the way you tell them, or I don't know what it is. They think that I can give them a whole session on the air. Because when somebody says to me, well, what's going to happen with my business, it's like, in which part of your business? Do you know what I mean? It's general, like you said. And they need to understand something. A specific question is like a key that will help me tune into them, and then I can tell them more things. But when I start searching, I say, oh, my God, which part do I touch first? Then it goes out of the window.
Well, we just have a specific question from someone on Facebook, Maria, and they want to know, will 2010 be promising financially for America?
If America shapes up, yes. 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 Yes, much better. It's going to be good for people who, and I mean this, for people who have gotten their lesson already. I'm hearing something tonight, Max, but it's really weird. It says, oh, is this year going to be good? Is this going to be my year? Is it like, there is nothing wrong with the years ever. The years are all beautiful. It's
absolutely.
Us. There is something that, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking at the workshop. It's how to create a reality. Usually what we do, we start with our resolutions and we say, oh, this coming year will be phenomenal. This is going to be my year. And we work on the resolutions. We see them a couple of times. We do affirmations. We infuse them with energy. Then we put them in a drawer. And thinking that miraculously they're going to materialize. It does not work that way. We need to remind ourselves that life is work. If we make a plan, we should have a plan of a direction, a focus of direction, of work, career, whatever we want, and then infuse it with energy, meditate, pray, then we're going to have answers. It doesn't
absolutely.
Matter what the year is, if it's 2009, to 11, to whatever.
You know what, Maria, what I have to say to that, because a lot of people, you know, coming to the new year, Tamara, you know, and you have your all your students, Tamara, everyone wants to know, in the new year, will this happen? Will this happen? Every day that you are given is a new day. You might not make it to the next year.
Exactly.
So
that's
work
what I'm saying.
On today. It's your new day, and if you want things to work for you, manifest them. Bring them on to you. It's, you know, it's
how great you said that. You should do the workshop with me.
Anytime.
That is exactly what I wanted to say. And you said even from different words, from a man's point of view, we need to make it happen. So when I hear, is 2010 is going to be good or is going to be better, I said, oh, my God, this person has not gotten the beautiful lessons of 2009.
Of life, every day.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like it's going to go it's going to go the same way for them that the last year went. It had nothing to do with the year. Like you said, every day is a new day, full of opportunity, full of wonder.
Absolutely. And you know what I know for sure, though, right now? Dina, what is everyone listening to on LA Talk Radio? And that's from Monroe King, everybody. You all know Monroe King. She's in my archives. She did that little medley for Tamara and I, our new jingle here on Max and Friends. And my question why I bring Monroe up is because Monroe has a question for Maria. And Maria, Monroe wants to know, will her CD that she's working on be picked up by a distribution to be distributed?
Yes, mid-season.
Mid-season.
It will, but it's funny. It's not going to happen when she expects it to happen. Like something else could drop off and then she's going to be picked up. I hear the word option. Somebody wants to option that she some that she has. Does she have a book also, something in wellness, another script? Somebody wants to option something this person has.
Great.
It's good.
I will let her know. Caller, you're live. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Don't be afraid.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It is Avery.
Avery, what's your question for Maria? First of all, where are you calling from, Avery?
From Canada.
Our international listeners. What's your question for Maria?
My question is there going to be somebody special coming into my life soon in the next few months or so?
How old are you? You sound very young.
I am young. I'm 24.
Tell us the truth, though. How young? 16?
No, I'm 24.
Oh, okay, a little bit older than that. I think there is someone special around you already, and I don't think you're paying attention. However, yes, I do see someone who has something to do with creativity, like he may be building things in some way, sort of way, building things, creating things. I don't know how soon that's going to be, but it's going to be within the next 12-month period. And I feel that there's going to be, when I said to you there's someone special around you already and you don't know it, so there's going to be this other person you're going to meet, then all of a sudden you're going to turn around and say, oh, my God, there's also this one. So there's two people coming in. One is already around you now, if you know it or not.
Okay. And then somebody else is going to come in?
Yes. And you're going to say, oh, my God, now what are you doing? You're going to say, why, God, are you doing this to me? Well, because usually you cannot make up your mind and you say, well, am I settling for this one? Because we don't want you to have the feeling of being settled, of settling for something. That's why you're going to have a choice.
And they're both builders?
The what?
You said they're both builders? Of some sort?
No, I said one of them, and who's coming, creates. He may be building cars, airplanes, homes, maybe an architect, an engineer, or starting to be one. Do you ever go to England?
No, I've never been.
Because this one of these people has something to do with England, either studying there or being from there. But it would be a nice surprise. Yes, you have two great guys coming up.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you, Avery from Canada. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
She still sounds like 16 to me.
Well, if you're 24 and you sound 16, you got something going for you. Innocence. Keep it up. Hold on to it. And then you'll find a great man if you hold on to your innocence. But don't be naive. That's what I have to say.
There you go.
So, Maria, you know, we've got listeners from Canada, from Bahamas, from Costa Rica. We've got listeners all over. They all tune into you. And the special thing is that Maria does go on tour, so to say. She does these great workshops all over the country, all over the world. She just got back from Greece where she did a fantastic workshop. She's doing one in Greenwich, Connecticut, coming up February 9th at the Homestead in Greenwich, Connecticut. For more information, go to mariapapapetros.com. Or you could always email me, max@maxtucci.com, because we want you to go there. We want you to see Maria, and we want you to tune in to your psychic abilities, because we all have them. Right, Tamara?
And absolutely.
And right, Maria, don't we have them?
If it's okay if you give them my email also?
Absolutely. Maria's email.
And the number?
Maria, break. What's your phone number, girl?
it's 212-935-4441.
Write it down in your black book. Tamara, we got a better connection with you, girl. All of a sudden, you're transported into the studio. I love
it. You know?
The email is maria@papapetros.com.
Great.
Because people want to have... private sessions or whatever, they'll be bugging you, but definitely they can call you too.
There you go. And you know what? We'll give you all the information you need to know. Maria wants you to come to her workshop. Call her. You're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Jackie from Atlanta. Hi,
hey,
Maria.
Jackie
and Max.
From Atlanta.
Jackie, what?
Hi. Hi, welcome.
There's an echo, Max.
No, it's good because, you know, we have, it's from a cell phone. But Jackie, do you have a specific question for Maria?
I do have a specific, let me call back on a regular phone because it is too echoey.
Yeah, because her phone
perfect.
Is,
All right, sure, call back. Bye. Thank you. What nice callers we have.
Yes, they are. I tell
yes,
you, they're calling to talk to you to hear your sexy voice.
No, they're calling to hear you and your predictions, Maria, and Tamara's sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you. And
now, Maria,
what
Tamara's,
is
I'm going to ask
you,
for Tamara.
You can just really...
Maria, Tamara's coming out with a product. She's designed a vibrator. Do you see it being successful?
Yes.
There you go, Tamara.
Is she going to gift us with some?
I'm sure she will. Tamara, you're going to gift
absolutely.
Them? You're going to give them away? We'll do a giveaway. We'll do a Tamara
well,
and Max,
absolutely.
A Max and Friends vibrator giveaway. Why
yes,
not?
We'll have to do a study. Yes. We
now,
have to have a focus group. So, Maria, are you in?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so caller, take the caller. Caller, is this Jackie again?
It is Max.
Perfect. So what's your question for Maria, Jackie?
All right, hi, Maria. I have a friend that recently had a stroke, and I was going to ask if you think she'll gain functionality back, be able to walk or talk or... That's as specific as I can get.
Yeah, it is... wow. She's in a... I'm just thinking. She will, yes. The reason I was a little bit hesitant is I got immediately that she's in a different space. Is she at times like she's in a coma?
No, she
she's
is.
Out of her body
not.
A lot, but in a nice way. She's
yeah.
been dealing with a lot of entities lately. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like
yeah, I think she's in and out. I think she's in and out.
Yeah, she's connecting, though, with wonderful spirits. That's what I'm saying. She's having a great experience. One day, she's going to be able to say all that. And one day, the doctors will say, well, what stroke? It wasn't exactly a stroke, but we called it a stroke. It's very
okay.
interesting. She's having, like, a psychic, major psychic breakthrough, this woman.
Okay. All right.
Well, I hope
thank
that helps,
you.
Jackie. Thank you so much for calling in, and have fun in Atlanta.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. We've got Rocco on from Fashion News Live. Rocco's got some gossip, so let's take a real
quick break. Yes, absolutely. Can you hear me okay? Can you guys hear me? I'm calling in from my cell phone. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you? What's up, Rocco?
Very good. Okay, I have some news, some crazy, crazy, crazy celebrity gossip news about Lady Gaga. And I had to call Max and let you guys know.
What's the score,
hello?
Rocco?
All right, check this out.
That's
now, it's rated XXX, but let's just say that it was brought to my attention by one of the bloggers that work with us to go read a blog that she posted on fashionnewslive.com, and it's titled, Oh No, Gah. You know, 18 plus. So I cannot use the proper words I want to use to describe the picture. But let's just say there's an image of Gaga's head in between another woman's legs, and it's on the blog. And if all of the listeners go to fashionnewslive.com and click on blog, it's the hottest thing right now online being read, and it is insane. And one of the bloggers from Fashion News Live went to town. And wrote up many, many, many paragraphs expressing her disappointment on this image and posted the image, and it blew my mind.
Well, Rocco, you know what? I'll tune into it because you know everyone. I have a blog up there, too, on fashionnewslive.com.
Absolutely.
Now, Rocco, you know what? We've got a psychic online, psychic Maria Papapetro. She's psychic to the stars. I'm going to do a blog about Fashion News Live and talk about how fashionable it is.
I think that's a great idea.
Do you have a specific question for Maria?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I'm here. I'm losing you. I'm going back and forth.
Do you have a specific question for Maria about anything going on? Because we've got the psychic to the stars on the line right now.
Well, actually, I'm sitting in a car with my sister, and my sister has a question for Maria. So I will pass the phone over so she can ask the question. But I want to make sure that all the listeners, all those Gaga fans out there, when she said she wasn't bluffing about the muffin, there's actually a picture of her playing with someone else's muffin on fashionnewslive.com, also where Max Tucci has a blog right there. So make sure you guys go check that out. And it's always a pleasure speaking to you. I'm looking forward to being on your show again. And here is my sister.
Hey, Rocco sister.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your question for Maria?
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hi, Maria. I have a question.
What happened to the line? I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yep. What's your question?
Okay, I'm going to change the name to protect the innocent. So, will Kevin be able to endure what he'll have to endure for us to stay together?
I can't, Max, I cannot hear what
the question was. She wants to know if her boyfriend will be able to endure keeping their relationship together.
What he'll have to endure to keep the relationship together.
What?
She wants to know basically if her relationship will be kept together through her boyfriend's endurance.
No.
No.
No. She's not asking the right thing, first of all. Tell her to, because I cannot hear her, tell her to ask what she really wants to know.
What do you really want to know?
Yes.
If he will be able to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G for me to accept him back. For the relationship to be kept together.
Oh.
For a while only, and then he will...
I'm sorry?
Max?
For a while only. Yeah. We have a really bad connection. But Maria said for a while only.
Because then she's going to go back. She's going to have to make some changes too.
Yes.
You know what
okay.
I mean? She's going to have to make some changes also. They will make it, but not. They won't make it unless they go for help, both of them.
Counseling. And you could always call Tamara because she's a counselor as well, above everything. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you, Rocco, for calling in. Everyone, check out fashionnewslive.com. If you're going to call from a cell phone, people make sure that it's clear. We're going to take a call right now. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Allison, and I'm calling from Connecticut, from Stamford, Connecticut.
Great. What's your specific question for Maria?
I do. I'm questioning if I should stay in the area or move. I've been battling on whether I should stay or go.
I think either way will be good. If you stay or go, it's going to be okay. However, what I feel that you're going to do, you're going to be changing focus of direction on career and work.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be good. Unless you've already changed recently, but there's a big change coming up, which is excellent. Now, if that means that you also have to move, that's a different story. But, like, I didn't get on the move. Anything. The move is not important, really. Right now, it will go with the job. But there's amazing things with work and career.
So, will my career stay in the entertainment business or the healing arts?
I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying that you're going to be making, I didn't say which direction, I'm saying that you're going to be making changes or changes will take place that's going to be fantastic. That doesn't mean you have to change fields on what you do. Sometimes it could be the changes within the same thing that you're doing, do it a different way. I don't know. However, I do see success with you.
Yay! I'm
a lot
so
of success.
Glad. That is what I want to hear.
A lot of
Thank
success.
You.
The place is important. A lot of success for you.
Oh my gosh, that is
And do
so
you also
exciting.
Write? Do you also write?
I do, yes.
I think you should pursue writing.
Oh,
very important.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Max.
You're
okay.
Welcome. And listen, if you're in the Connecticut area, February 9th, we've got Maria. She's going to be at the Homestead Inn in Greenwich, Connecticut. So come by then, February 9th. Call Maria, 212. What's your number, Maria? 212.
935-4441. Please tell people that it is a psychic development workshop.
Workshop. Psychic
whatever
development
they
workshop.
Leaving.
Oh, where are you?
Hi, caller. Who's this and where are you calling from? They were so excited.
Hi.
Well, we lost
Hi,
our caller.
Hi, welcome to Max and Friends.
Wow. So, Tamara, I'm so glad that you were able to be with us tonight on Max and Friends with our inner circle psychic, Maria Papapetros.
Wow. I am so glad I didn't miss this. I love hearing Maria. Maria, you are so smart, and it's beautiful how you just connect. And
thank you. Now, Tamara, you're the Virgo, right? I'm
Hello?
Trying to remember.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I'm
you're the Virgo.
Hi, caller, just one moment. Sorry, Maria. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
And who's this?
My name is Bev.
And what's your specific question for our psychic Maria Papapetros?
Will my son John be okay?
Who?
Her son John, will he be okay?
Are you worried about him not? Is it about health? What is it?
No, it's not health.
Yes, he will be okay. He will be okay. He's going through something right now that is very personal, and he's processing that. Mm-hmm. I think he's gotten his lessons big time.
Mm-hmm.
He has gotten his lessons.
He has learned his lesson, and he's going to be okay?
Yes, he will be. And also, I think you're going to be okay, too, because I feel there's some things you need to be working on yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, so it is because of the process of you taking care of your son, you sort of neglected some things you should have been taking care of.
Yes, that's right.
And it's going to be okay. He's right now. I see. You say his name is John.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel he's a little constricted, restricted. He's restricted.
Yes.
He's got a lot of phobias, a lot. He's very anxious.
Yes.
And he does not feel free.
Yes.
He's restricted for quite some time now.
Yes.
But he's going to be okay. Is he receiving any help?
No, he's
getting
not.
Any counseling, in other words?
No counseling, no.
Yeah, it'd be good for him, though. Okay?
It would be good for him to have some counseling?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Just because
you're
his mom doesn't mean you're his counselor also.
Pardon?
I said yes, he's going to be okay, but counseling will help him a lot.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. And don't worry so much. He's going to be taken care of. I have a feeling too. I think you just need to back off a little bit. And he'll be fine.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. You know, everyone, when I say certain things, I did the psychic development workshop with Maria Papapetros, and I have learned so much through that workshop that we all have the ability to be psychics. And if you want to be a psychic, or if you want to learn how to tune in to be a psychic, then February 9th in Greenwich, Connecticut, I encourage you, and so does Maria and Tamara and the whole group at Max and Friends, to come to the Homestead Inn in Greenwich, Connecticut for the Maria Papapetros psychic workshop. Tuning in to becoming a psychic. But you know what, Maria? We have a quick question. What do you feel for LA Talk Radio?
LA Talk Radio, my God, glamour, 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 glamour. A lot of the word is glamour. I don't know even if it fits a radio station, but that's what I get, the word glamour. That's too general, Max.
I know, but that was a question that I got, so you can't shoot the messenger. But you know what I do want to know, Maria? Are we going to have continued success for Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Even with you branching off to so many new things.
We're going
to
do television.
February 13th, I feel by February 13th, you have what you want. and you know exactly where you're going. And after that, you're a hard worker. And once you know you're given the okay by the universe, then you will work even harder, and you're going to make your show even more successful. You're going to go into many things in life, and they're wonderful, but you're going to be very sentimental about the show. You're not going to give it up.
Never. And you know what, though? Unfortunately, I've got to give it up now because we've got to get going because our time is over here for tonight on LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends. We give a big thank you to Maria Papapetros. Check her out on Facebook, Maria Papapetros B, MariaPapapetros.com. And always, February 9th, come to Connecticut in Greenwich, Connecticut to see Maria there. And you know what? I'll be there too. So come and see me there. And furthermore, we thank you so much for tuning in tonight. My dear co-host, Tamara, we've got a lot of things going on up our sleeve that we're going to dish to you guys. But until then, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, CBS News coming up, and our dear friend, Gabe Lopez. Check out his song, Run, coming up in just a second here on LA Talk Radio. We bid adieu. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, callers, for calling in. I'm getting so excited because we're going to hear Run tonight by my dear friend, Gabe Lopez. So we're going to run on. Have a wonderful night. Maria, we love you here at Max and Friends.
Good night. Love you, too.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. Tamara, I love you more than
life. Love you, Maria.
Good night, Tamara.
All right, everyone. And remember, take life to the max.